We're starting
Thank
from
you for calling
scratch.
XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Dan from store 8418. Can you look at appeal number 184-29528?
One moment. For Richard Hughes in Cedar Park?
Correct.
Okay, so it's showing that the measure here was uploaded on the 25th.
Right. So the question was, I said, select the unit will not work as far as being too big. and then they gave the mentions of 48 and 7/8 high. What? Excuse me, I'm sorry. What's the wiggle room on that? Can we cut out to 50 and a half or 50 and 7/8 or something like that? I've got some of that real close, but I don't know how tight are we on that 48 and 7/8.
I mean, I honestly,
does it say on that at all?
It should give you the actual measurements. Give me just a moment.
It does. Here's the cutout, but then it's usually there's a little more they can, you know, cut on top or bottom and maybe fit it in, but they're not. I don't know if there's any drawing or anything that says, hey, we can cut up to, you know, 15
right.
and a half or 49 and three quarter or something like that. Anything like that?
I can send that over to the installer to, you know, update us. I do
yeah,
know that with
great.
Home Depot orders, there is currently some legislation that's been passed where modifications can't be made on homes that are past a certain age without certain protocols being followed. So bear with me
wow.
just a moment. It's an update that we received at the end of last week, but let me see how it applies here.
New to me.
It's EPA requirements.
Yeah.
So as of Monday 2/1/21, we will not be completing any modifications nationwide until we have the proper EPA licensing for this program. And it says, going forward, XPO contractors that service the Home Depot appliance installation program must follow lead safe work practices in order to perform any services. This requires certification at the state level as well as ensuring all applicable forms are completed, signed, and returned upon job completion. Homes that are built before 1978 or with the year identified as 0000 must follow this process.
Wow.
So this is a new EPA restriction, basically. Give me just a moment. And so what I'm going to do is get this installer an email asking them to,
okay.
at the very least, advise if they know of any other units that would fit the space provided, because
yeah, or what's the max of what it'll work. Yeah, if they have a job model of fit, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, they said that the issue with his here is obviously going to be the height. I don't know the
right.
space that it's going into, but if there's cabinetry above it, that'll
right.
stop
yeah.
any mods
yeah.
being able to be made.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just a moment for me.
So, Becca, make myself perfectly clear on this, no mods. That's on any house that's built prior to 1978?
Well, it's not
so
to
any
say
newer houses.
That there's no mods. It's to say that there's a certain protocol that has to be followed. I honestly don't
okay.
know how that's going to work yet because this was a brand new update.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we're still figuring it out. Like, at first they said
I
no
gotcha.
Mods
okay.
for Home Depot, but I think it might be something where people are going to have to get recertified and stuff like that.
Right.
I'll actually find out more at the meeting on Tuesday.
Okay.
No, so you think it'll...
It's all about lead.
All right. So, Dan from store 8418 called to... Okay, so I've got this sent over to the service provider. Now, if he
Okay.
provides any suggestions, I can put it in the notes on the order.
Great.
Oh, is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
That's it right now. I just want to see. I've got things that are real close, but I don't know how close is close. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's,
so that's all.
I'm sure it's the type of thing where you don't want a lot of space or anything, but
right.
I know that cuts are out for the time being. It
right.
might be the type of thing where they can seal it up around the spaces, but we also want it to look nice. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I've
well, if you can help
data.
Me in any way, that'd be great.
So that we can put the information here on the order.
Super.
All right. You take care, and thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Bye-bye.
Thanks.